You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On the line from the big P. There's the big T, which is Tamaki. This is Miles Sutton from Welcomer is joining us from the big P, Porneke, to talk about his band Welcomer's new debut album, Calendars, which is our album of the week here on Te Reo Irarangi Kotahi. Good morning to you, my good friend Miles. How are you?
Great to talk to you, Zach. How are you? I thought you were going to say the big P, like Parliament. I
was
like, we're doing the political hour. We're gonna canvass all the major issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be ripping Young Act. You know, that's our little, that's our wing of politics.
That's right. Yeah.
I think last time we talked was about, I think it was the first single off of the record, which, if it was to my recollection, Nothing of You Remaining. Is that correct?
That'll be the one.
Yeah. Yeah. And that song always reminds me of this one song by Ween. If you could save yourself, you'd save us all. Have you heard that one?
Yes, and I remember, that's so funny, I haven't thought about this, but I do remember in that interview you talking about Ween. Yes, I know that song. I listened to it after that interview. Yeah, shout out to Ween. Ween are really interesting, eh? I feel like they're sort of having this cultural resurgence a little bit. Mm. When people are, younger people are sort of keen to call them, or, you know, keen to incorporate that reference, incorporate that influence into their music. Whereas I feel like for a while there, it was sort of in the wilderness a little bit culturally.
Yeah, I think that you could put that down to SpongeBob, probably.
yeah, honestly, maybe that's it. Here's a question for you. I know you're meant to be interviewing me, but for the listeners out there, if what would be your entry point to Ween?
Entry point to Ween, I think, would probably be Quebec, honestly. I think that album is just so polished, and it's also got some really heartbreaking, like, sort of more normal songs and more chill songs, like Chocolate Town's on there, I Don't Want It's on there, again, If You Could Save Yourself, You'd Save Us All's on there. Like, I think that's a really, really strong entry point to Ween. Do you have any particular...
I think you're spot on. I think I would just say it's kind of like funny but also sad kind of music.
Mm.
And if you're in the mood for something like that, then it's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people, especially looking at, like, you know, some of the album art and that kind of thing, they go, is this like a, is it fully irreverent, you know? But it's not. It's often very, you know, very earnest. And yeah, anyway, shout out Ween.
And on that note of funny and earnest, again, just Nothing of You Remaining, there's that line, oh, what was it? Weed from a friend's stepdad, head from a friend. That was such a good double entendre. Or 1-2.
Thank you. Yeah, I was surprised that one got NZ on Air funding.
Oh, they're freaks over NZ on Air, bro. Biggest freak you'll ever meet. The album is out. You guys just played Palmerston North and Whanganui over the weekend. How was that?
It was sick. Yeah, we played Snails on the Friday night in Pāne with a really great young band called Watercolor. They just won their Manawatu Rock Quest, and they were really sick. They could shred, eh? Like, it was like, whoa, okay, yeah. You guys are done with the music lessons. you clocked it. And then a local band, Monty Hall's Problem, with Selena, who works at, I guess, your counterpart, Control FM.
Oh, yes, I do have an affinity for Selena.
Yeah, yeah, and that was awesome. That was really great. Yeah, I was stoked. I was stoked. We had a lot of young people coming through, and Snails is really great. We love Pāne. And then, yeah, on this Saturday night, we did two shows in Whanganui, actually. A micro tour of Whanganui. We did an in-store at the Vinyl Room, which I really liked. It was... I've never done a proper in-store before. It was cool. It was quiet and a nice way to sort of platform the songs.
Mm. Mm.
And then we played at Porridge Watson that night, which was cool. Which is really cool.
Porridge Watson, is that like what sort of venue? Is that just like a regular venue?
Yeah, it's kind of like oh gosh, if any Whanganui heads are listening to this, they're probably gonna like cringe. But I think it's sort of like it's like the trendy Main Street bar, if you like. Sort of like, if you're long on the tooth, you might remember Mighty Mighty on Cuba Street. It's sort of like in that era,
mm-hmm.
of kind of like early 2000s decor. And yeah, they have shows, which is really cool. I've played there a few times now. yeah, that was cool. We played with like one of the OGs, Sits, and another young band called Zaiki, who were cool.
Mean.
And then Painting Radiata, who are...
Oh, I love Painting Radiata.
Yes, shout out Painting Radiata.
The best.
Yeah, so that was great. Yeah, I had a really good time. It was a good first weekend of tour. And, yeah, we're playing Christchurch this coming weekend, mm-hmm. which I'm really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. It's actually been our best-selling gig so far. It's been outselling our, like, hometown show. So I'm really excited to come down to the South Island and go to Space Academy on Saturday night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool. We've got Pickle Darling, we got Model Home. Anyway, sorry.
I was going to say, aside from all these beautiful live performances you've got lined up, Yule's band shirt won the New Zealand Music Month Teamy Up competition run by the New Zealand Music Commission. The winning design got 50 tees made. I assume you guys already had some merch made. What's it like having such a huge surplus of t-shirts?
It's so good. That was such a nice thing to win. Because it won't surprise you to hear that making vinyl was expensive, and we are very much a DIY operation, so I was already like several reckless financial decisions down. So to get that little boost from New Zealand Music Month and get some merch made ahead of the tour was really, really nice, just both on the wallet. But also it was really cool to, for the, our designer, Zoe Hanay, who did the shirt, and also Lily Dowd, who took that hand image, which is also on the record cover. So yeah, huge kudos to those guys. So it's all their win, really, and I'm just reaping the benefits. But yeah, we'll be bringing some of those shirts down to the South Island this weekend.
I'm just noticing with sort of the call quality, man. You sound good for a bit, and then it sounds like you're speaking underwater. Is there anything okay? Is your microphone okay?
Yeah, let me try something. Hang on one second.
Let me take it out of the sink real quick.
That sounds
way better, man. That sounds real, real good.
Okay, cool.
Before we delve into any talk about the album for real, I do want to know, do you have a favorite calendar system?
Oh.
We can return to this question if you'd like.
I mean, like, you know, in New Zealand, we're obviously, you know, we've got, like, the Gregorian that we rock with.
Rocking that Gregorian, bro.
But then also, and I need to follow up on this, but our drummer Ox, we worked with, is of Dutch heritage, and was floating the idea of doing, oh, they're going to hate me for like misremembering how to describe this, but like a Dutch birthday calendar, which I think is like a unique style of calendar. How about yourself, Zach? What are we talking about?
I'm not honestly too sold on any sort of calendar system, really, because it's all very, very silly. But I will say, mine did do a pretty cool job.
Mm.
You know, I think they developed the first ever analog clock. It was either them or the Greeks. I can't remember who it was.
Okay, so you're rocking with the Aztecs, is that
right?
Yeah,
mine's.
Mine, sorry. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, this is when you said it's all a bit silly. I thought you were going to go down the like time isn't real rabbit hole, and like, let's do it. Why not? Like,
well, I mean, I want to talk about, I guess, what calendars mean in the sense of the record, because it's been described as a world-building album that immerses you in the blurry middle between failure and growth. And I think the time is a really, really key part of this, because I mean, in the opening track Opal, you talk about, you know, driving down an intersection and seeing a road where you've slept in three of the houses, and it feels like you spent so much time in this one place that you really want to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think looking back on the record, it seemed to me like a gathering up of memories and vignettes from, I guess, that transitional period where you're becoming an adult. So in that sense, it sort of feels like a coming of age or coming of age record.
Mm.
And although the stories are separate, I kind of started to see them as interwoven and thought about. So the word calendars for me, I guess, sort of embodied that sort of interwoven nature of the different stories, and that kind of layered. Those layers of memory that build up the record, and lyrically speaking.
Mm.
And it also, I think, is just a nice, effective kind of image, effective in terms of, like, a word for a record. Yeah, and it felt right, and it looks nice written down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it sort of is a nice umbrella for those themes of, yeah, the kind of layers of memory and collective sort of narrative, interwoven narratives that make up the record.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think with the multiple of calendars, it sort of adds this little stressful element maybe to it, because I think for anyone, seeing a big chunk of time be distilled into one word like calendars can also be kind of freaky.
Yeah, no, that's so right. And I was kind of imagining it too, like all the different, I'm saying characters, although like most of these stories are just based on real life, but all these different calendars, all these different characters, sorry, have these narratives and these arcs in the form of these calendars, and they're all kind of connected, right? Like,
mm.
You might feature in somebody else's calendar, and you might enter a new song or enter the story of a new song, and then kind of reappear later. So I think it kind of, for me, yeah, works as a nice umbrella for that world building ambition, I guess.
Mm. With this record. And there are many characters on here, and it's interesting that you took so much inspiration from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, how do you get Clarence to talk about, you know, Thanos, Captain America?
Yeah, that's right. So the MCU was a huge influence. I was basically trying to just dart around it, but thank you for bringing it up. Yeah.
Right. No.
We had it playing the whole time in the studio. Carry on.
I was just going to mention on that line I saw before about how this album immerses someone in the blurry middle between failure and growth. What do you think is the ratio here on the record of failure and growth?
I think that it's, I guess the crux of the record is that it's sort of one and the same.
Mm.
In my mind, I think like the song Impossible is about, well, in my mind, it kind of has these collections of stories that speak to how we get hurt and cause hurt, but in doing so, learn that that's part of being a human being, and then you kind of learn to keep going and minimize that harm and become hopefully like a better rounded person in your community.
Mm.
And so I think like it's important to fail in that sense, you know, whether it's like creatively or romantically or like professionally or whatever. Because if you don't, you know, then you turn 40 and you've never failed, and then you just freak out and, I don't know, buy a jet ski or something.
Mm.
I think that like it's no way to live. Like, not to say that this is a record where we're trying to teach lessons or like any sort of morale. I usually try and get out of the way of any sort of answer, and I think that's a good kind of skill as a songwriter to have, is knowing when to get out of the way
mm.
of the narrative.
Mm.
But yeah, in terms of ratio, yeah, I think that's what I would say. What do you reckon?
I liked what you were saying before about failures necessary. I mean, if we didn't have failures, then we wouldn't have Fail Army, you know, we wouldn't have all those epic fail compilation videos on YouTube. But no,
right.
I completely agree, and I think there's also some, I mean, I've definitely had that before where you fail at something or other, and you think you've learnt your lesson from the failure, but you actually haven't. And so that's just another reminder that, you know, growth is like non-linear, you know, and it can take multiple attempts.
Yeah, no, absolutely, for sure. And, yeah, some of the characters on the record fail lots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, and you know, I think, like, you root for them and, yeah. Anyway,
I think it might be all the time we have this morning, Miles. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the program. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions to leave our listeners with?
Just thank you so much, Zach, for having me, and... shouts out to Radio 1. Really looking forward to coming down to the South Island. I may be doing something secret in Dunedin on Sunday, but if you're interested in knowing what that is, you can, follow or whatever.
Mm, follow the Yellow Brick Road.
If you like the records, and you can follow the Yellow Brick Road. And, yeah. thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, you too, man. You too. That was Miles Sutton, a.k.a. Love Takes Miles Sutton, from Welcomer, a band who have just released their debut album, Calendars, which is out wherever you find your music. They're our album of the week, and we'll talk more about the details of our giveaways this week after a song. Here is Opal by Welcomer, the opening track from their new record, Calendars. You are indeed listening to Te Reo Irirangi Ko Tahi. I'll see you very shortly for the Rad Times gig guide. Mā te wā, ka kite ākuanei.
These memories weigh heavy like coins on my eyelids. Gun range rattling, walking up Mount Albert. Little waning moons, the pale grooves whiten. Cut through the skin of the sky.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.